Warnings have been issued in at least 10 regions in Spain, most exceeding 40 degrees Celsius, from the capital Madrid to Aragon in the northeast. And in the city of Jaén in the south, it's 15 degrees hotter than usual. For those who work outside, there's no escaping the intense heat. Naya is a dancer in Seville. She was looking forward to more crowds after COVID-19 lockdowns. Now, the new challenge is the temperature.
We don't have another option. We live in Seville, so we have to get used to it from now until September. Otherwise, we can't work. So despite the heat, we just have to push through.
Sandra works in tourism and is used to being outdoors for hours, but not under the scorching heat.
We have our sales staff here on the street, and the weather does affect them. But our company makes sure to bring us water all day, so it's not bad. I try to drink a lot of water and stand near air conditioning for a bit when I can.
But air conditioning isn't an option for everyone.
The month of May has always been cool, but this year it seems it went directly to summer. But we have to be outside.
Spain's record-breaking spring weather is a result of hot air coming from North Africa. Scientists say climate change is making heat waves more frequent and more intense. And they warn things make it worse. Katia Lopez Odoyan, Al Jazeera.
Chandra Bhushan is chief executive of the International Forum for Environment, Sustainability and Technology. He says heavy rain and heat waves are proof of climate change.
One should have expected such heat in Spain, Greece and Portugal somewhere in June. But yeah, I mean to say 40 degrees now is bad. Along with the fact that these areas also have propensity to forest fire. We have seen in the last few years huge forest fire in Greece, Portugal, and Spain. So not good for Spain. And as every scientist is now saying, that you can see the clear signature of climate change. This is climate change. This is the beginning of the worst part of climate change that the world is experiencing, have started to experience. You know, the science is clear. If you have higher temperature, you will have higher evaporation. So if you look at the part of northern and northwest India and Pakistan, they had extreme heat. And the extreme heat also led to, you know, huge increase in moisture, which has fallen on northeastern part of India and Bangladesh. And these are not monsoon. Monsoon is still to come. So high heat will always be accompanied by high precipitation, extreme weather even. Again, a clear signature of climate change. So last few weeks, we were talking about 49 degree temperature in Pakistan and northern and western part of India. Now we are talking about extreme rainfall in northeastern part of Bangladesh and India.